absolute and mighty praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
I've been speaking from Thursday. We've been speaking about the harvest is ripe. Trust in your sickle. That the harvest of the world is ripe. The time for God to save people is now. And God is asking us to trust in our sickle. So that we can save many souls.
Jesus.
Help me announce to the one seated by you, the time for the salvation of others is now. Tell another person, get into the business of saving others. Get into the business of saving other people for church. How do you do that? By inviting them to church. By preaching to them. By bringing them so that your pastor will teach them. Then you can save them for the Lord. If you are going to do that this week and this month, clap your two hands. Now we have explained. Go to the main scripture, Revelation chapter 14. And listen to me as I'm teaching. I don't want you to be on social media. I don't want you to take your phone and go to WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook. Amen.
Amen.
If you're happy about that, clap your
hands.
So Revelation chapter 14. Verse 14. Write down. We are reading from verse 14. We are reading together as a family. Then I looked. Let's all read one. Go.
Then I looked.
And behold, a white cloud. And on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. I've explained that to you in the course of the week, that this is about Jesus who is seated in heaven. And even while he's sitting in heaven as a king, he has finished his work. He's ruling as a king with his crown. He still had a shepherd's sickle. A sickle that is used for harvesting crops. That langalanga that the northerners use for grass. He was still holding it in heaven. A king with a shepherd's heart. Amen.
Amen.
A king with a shepherd's heart. Tell somebody, have a shepherd's heart. I know you are a doctor, but be a doctor with a shepherd's heart. I know you are a lawyer, but have a lawyer with a shepherd's heart.
I know you are a lawyer, but have a lawyer with a shepherd's heart.
I know you're a businesswoman, but be a businesswoman with a shepherd's heart.
God,
Jesus was a king in heaven, but with a shepherd's
heart.
May you also be a shepherd.
May
you have a sickle in your hands. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Then verse 15. And another angel came. I'm reading with you. One go.
And another angel came out from the temple,
crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, trust in your sickle and reap, For the time has come for you to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. So whilst Jesus was holding the sickle, Bible says that, and then an angel appeared and shouted, that trust in your sickle. In other words, harvest the crops. The reason is because the time for you to reap them has come. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, God is also speaking to us that the time to harvest other brothers and sisters of yours into Christ is now. The time to harvest people into the church of Christ is now. The time to get your brothers and your sisters born again is now. The time for your mother to be born again is now. The time for your father to be born again is now. The people you work with in your office, the time for them to be saved is now. The people you go to school with, or you are in school with, or you are in class with, this is the time for them to be saved. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Then the Bible says that, and then another angel appeared who also had a sickle in his hand. In verse 17, and another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle.
Wow.
So aside Jesus Christ, the servants of Jesus Christ also are holding sickle in heaven. The servants, the angels, they are also holding sickle. They are doing what their master is doing. Tell somebody about you. Do what your master Jesus is doing. When I say do something, please do it, okay? Tell the one by you, do what your master Jesus is doing. The angel saw Jesus with a sickle.
Above one whom Christ also got a sickle.
And the angel also got a sickle.
And now, above one is a fire.
So, as Christians,
if
Jesus loves sinners and wants to save them, let's also love sinners and save them.
That a Christopher, the Christo Edo, at my phone, a person want you one class. Sarah, and what's the answer here?
If you want to class,
that person wants him up on here, Emma Christo.
What you see your master Jesus doing. Je dia won
say o kind before Christ eye no. O so ye bi.
Amen.
Amen.
So if your master is doing A, you are also doing another thing. You are not a good servant.
Say o kind before eye A, na say wo ya le fofra, wo nyo bi a otimi di akire yiye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then verse 18.
Je temu du won twen.
Verse 18. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud voice, or shouted with a loud voice to him that had the sickle, saying, thrust in your sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So you see that this angel also was asked to use his knife. Don't keep your knife.
Use it.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that in verse 19, and the angel obeyed. And the angel, this morning, people are going to live here obeying. This month, as you have been asked to also invite people from hell into heaven, may you be obedient. Amen from that angle. Don't allow your friends to die and go to hell. Don't allow your colleagues at work to die and make their place in hell. The time for their salvation is now. Can I hear an amen? Clap your two hands for the Lord. Now, in the course of the week, we explained that when we talk about harvest, harvest represents the souls that are perishing.
That is Matthew
9:36-37.
And
says that the harvest is plenteous. Jesus saw the souls and called the harvest. Number two, we said harvest represents the end of time, the time where good people are going to be separated and the bad people are going to be punished.
Yes, the harvest is such a big thing. So they say, "Bray, bet you bet you adantemu, and we wanna wey papa, and we wanna wey boneho."
That is also in Matthew 13:39-42.
Matthew, do me answer.
He said, "The harvest is the end of the age." This Jesus says, "The harvest is the end of time."
Yes, he said, "Harvest no any aye we are seeing we aye bray."
Tell somebody by you, we are in the harvest. We are in the
catch up. He said, "We aye we aye bray." Harvest.
I can tell somebody we are in the harvest.
Can you say we're chabrim?
Yeah, we're chabrim. We are in the harvest. The harvest is not coming. We are in it.
A chabrim and my name of your woman.
Jesus is saving people everywhere.
Christo asking for I will be Piara.
Recently, people were surprised when they realized that one popular footballer, I think an ex Liverpool star, Firmino, whatever, a Brazilian. Is that Firmino? Is that the name? Is that the name? That he was now a pastor in Brazil.
Yes, yes, so
how many of you don't know Firmino?
You
don't watch football. It's as simple as that. The sign you don't watch football. Don't feel bad. You watch wrestling. We understand you. Don't feel bad. It's a sign you don't want, because at least if you watch football, you should know Liverpool. And if you know Liverpool, you know the three key strikers that led them for at least for many years before this new era. Okay, and Firmino was one.
Now Firmino
was Salah and then Mane. Amen.
Amen.
Now I was surprised when he left
Liverpool.
He went to become a preacher. Now this is a striker at his cutting edge. He could have gone to any country to go and still make money.
Because
he wasn't a bad player before he dropped his boots. He was still playing on top.
He's not a bonny year.
You let's assume that maybe he had lost form. Couldn't he have gone to Saudi Arabia?
He would have gone to the same place. I don't want some point. He could have gone to Saudi Arabia.
Money. That's where everybody go to retire. He could have gone to the Arabian countries and make good money. But as I'm talking to you now, you when you go home, you can go and cross check. He is a preacher of the gospel. Kaka is a preacher of the gospel. How many of you know Kaka?
Kaka, so you'll be on so Kenya go ponase.
Huge musicians in the West have changed during prison. You see, those gangster musicians, some of them have repented. For them, I don't know their names well. Those of you who know them, you can give me the name. And they are moving from prison to prison, holding crusades, music crusades, and preaching. Tell somebody we are in the harvest.
Catch you say you were a cabrin.
Jesus is saving wild people.
Christo syncrophobia.
Jesus is saving people. He's saving drunkards.
Christo
Jia saving womanizers. He's saving footballers. He's saving politicians. Tell somebody we are in the harvest.
Catch you say you were a cabrin.
Be confused. We are in the something is happening in the spirit.
You
are blind, so you are not seeing.
When in any one of the year,
we are in the harvest.
Yeah, we're chapering him.
I pray that may you never miss the harvest.
Now, may bomb by a womb say, I am chapering.
Do you know what it means to miss the harvest?
What's he said? I got a chapering up at
home. That means you're on your way to hell. So I pray for you that may you not miss the harvest.
May bomb by a man say, man, shri, I am chapering.
Lord, help me not to miss the harvest.
If I did, I'm saying, I'm chapering him, Pam.
Help me not to miss the harvest. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
And then we also said that the harvest is huge and it's plenteous. It's huge and it's plenteous. There are souls everywhere. Come on, you cannot say that, Pastor, I cannot find anybody to win for Jesus, to invite to church. Like, I can't find anybody. Like, are you serious? You can't find anybody. When Jesus saw the multitude, all the human beings that you see around you, they have souls in them. all the human beings you see around. Your mother is a human being. Your father is a human being. Your siblings are human. They all have souls. A child has a soul. An elderly person has a soul. Every human being you see out there has a soul on the inside. The king seller has a soul. The watcher seller has a soul. The carpenter has a soul. Your science teacher has a soul. Your colleague in your workplace has a soul.
But then found any humans who are creating
those on the roadside you see every day have souls.
One hour number one chaining in other or creating one.
Those that are buying from you daily basis, they have
when I want talk if you are previous one.
And those that you are buying from, they have souls.
And I want to also talk to you about souls.
One day, either their souls will perish in hell.
And then you back will be a one cry be one man
or their souls will make it to heaven.
And that's the one cry ever cross him in.
But you can do something about it.
And so bet me a home baby.
You can do something about it. You can do something about it. Those you have been partying with.
One hour one call party.
Those who have been inviting you to the club.
One hour free or two stuff for a record club.
Those you have been you have been hanging around with.
One hour one ship.
The girls you hang around with.
A man only one ship.
The guys you hang around
with.
The friends that you have.
And I'm only one ship.
If you pick your phone now,
say I'll fire out
from A to Z.
If A was Z,
all the names that you see are not human beings.
They
are souls.
They
are souls. They are harvests. So you cannot say that I cannot find anyone to bring to church. Like that will mean that you don't really care. You cannot say that. When you were coming today, didn't you see people on the street? How many of you saw some people washing? How many of you saw somebody sitting just somewhere? You just saw the person. You didn't greet them. Good morning. How many of you saw some people? They were jogging. They were going for Keep Fit or something. Yes. There are people who are on holiday. They were just going to relax. They are the harvest. They are souls. And the Bible says that. And the angel shouted, "Trust in your sickle, your knife, and harvest them." What is the knife? What is the sickle?
And then
it is the word of God. I said it is what? The word of God. Everybody speak to me. I said it is what? The word of God. When the Bible says, "Trust in your sickle," the knife is the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4.
Hebrews 4, verse 9.
Let's read it.
Hebrews 4, verse 9.
Hebrews chapter 4. Read from verse 12. It said, the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. When you read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So the word of God is knife of all types, sharp object, knives of all types. Some for prayer, warfare. Some for harvest, we call it sickle. Some to cut down trees, say you are a battle. So the sickle Jesus was holding is his word. The gospel. And the sickle the angels were holding is the gospel. And the sickle that you are also holding
and
is the gospel in your mouth. Say the gospel in my mouth. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Gospel. So when the angel says that trust in your sickle, what he was trying to say is that use the gospel in your mouth to save others. How many of you know John 3:16? You have heard it before. At least you can just paraphrase it. How many of you know John 3:16? Let me see.
Unless
you
didn't
go to
Sunday school.
For God so loved the world. Is it familiar to you now? For God so loved the world. How many of you have heard, for God so loved the world? A lot of hands are down. I have to open Sunday school here. Amen. Open
children
ministry and reschool all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Say that is the gospel. The gospel is in our mouth. And it is the sickle. It is the sickle. And if we tell this gospel to our friends, to our neighbors, to our parents, and the people around us, those we work with, God will use that to save them. God will use that to rescue them. If we don't tell them about Jesus, then they cannot be saved. But if you can tell them about Jesus, then they can be saved. I know they are clubbing. I know they are chilling. I know they are womanizing. I know they are living anyhow. But if you can tell them about Jesus, they can be changed. You are here because you heard something. They will also be here if they hear that same thing. You are here because someone spoke to you about taking Jesus seriously. You are here because someone told you that talent Ufa Jesus Christ so crying. You are here because of that. You are here because someone said Ufa on that some serious. You are here because of something you heard.
Oh, it's an assembly I would say it.
You are here because somebody invited you. So I pray for every one of you that you will not hide your sickle. You will not keep your mouth quiet. Please tell somebody, but you don't hide your knife. Don't hide your sickle. And tell him, don't keep your mouth shut. Don't keep your mouth shut. At worst case scenario, can invite the person. Just invite the person. Like Luke 14.
They say, look as a party do nine.
If you say your knife is not sharp, come, our knife is sharp. Just invite
them.
Just tell that colleague in your workplace that Charlie visit me at church this Sunday. Because when they come, there is a sharp sickle that will change them. Tell your friends that visit me in church. When they follow you, there is a sharp sickle in the mouth of your pastor that will be able to harvest them. So if you cannot even use your sickle, you can throw an invitation. Is everybody getting what I'm saying? The reason is because they are on their way to hell. Don't think that the issue of hell is just, let me say, a Christian strategy to control people's behavior. No. Matthew 13, Jesus said it. And the grass, they will be put into fire.
They
unwanted the bad people. In Matthew 25, verse 41 to 43, he explained that, he said that fire is not for anybody, it's for angels. Eh? It's for the devil and his angels. But anybody that will follow as a goat will be put there. Jesus was the one who said it. He said when he comes, he will separate the sheep from the goats. And he will gather the goat. And you know goat. Do you know goat? Will you prefer sheep or a goat? Like to race, will you prefer a sheep or a goat? Have you ever seen somebody who is traveling with a goat before? It's almost as though the person is wicked. It's almost as though the shepherd is wicked, because you can't have a peaceful meeting with a goat. You can't. You can't successfully talk to the goat and say, listen, we are going to Konongo. No, nothing will happen to you. So just cooperate. Follow me. Goat. You can talk to your sheep without a rope. Sheep, you can raise them like a dog, like your pet. They will follow you everywhere. you've not seen some before. There are a sheep can follow a goat. He will be skating. By the time you are pulling him, that's how you call a punchy break. They are stubborn. You will hit a sheep. One. Hi. Don't come here. The sheep will go gently. Try it on a goat.
Because I'll tell you a punchy.
But then you say hi. Then, when you chase it, it will go and have a seed and still come and chew your. May you never be a goat in the eyes of God. So when Jesus said that, and I will say to the goat, depart from me, sheep and goat, and I will separate them. And I will say to one them, those on my left, depart from me and
go.
Say I'm a sheep. Those who are refusing the gospel of Jesus, they are called goats. They are
stubborn.
But those who have heard the gospel and have accepted it, they are called sheep. So I'm a sheep. You are a sheep. We are obedient. We are gentle. Amen.
Amen.
You are not a goat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I'm not a goat. But the Bible says that they are going to be thrown into everlasting fire. Everybody look at the screen. Can you see everlasting fire? Can you see it? It looks like the story I'm sharing. Some people think I'm making up or something. Then he will say to those on his left hand, the goats, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. He will say to some people that enter a place that was originally made for the devil and his people.
But
since you decided to follow him, then your destination will be his destination. Hear what I'm saying?
What's the example of
so if you say that God is a very good God, there is no hell fire. God will not put a human being to fire. Originally, he didn't make the fire for human beings. But if you follow the devil to Kaswa, you cannot find yourself at Mamobi. You will find yourself in Kaswa. Because you followed him. And that is why he said, and I will say to those on my left, enter into the
balance.
It is not 10 minutes fire. It's not 1 year fire. It's called everlasting fire. You see, he didn't mention
hell.
So that you say that, hell is there. No, they say hell. There's a place that there is everlasting fire. You can give it any name you want. I don't want to go there. And may you never go there. Are you hear what I'm saying? May you never go there. I told you on Thursday that some of you are just in the church. You have just become like a signpost.
Signpost.
2 kilometers to Kotobabi. 2 kilometers. That signpost that has the inscription 2 kilometers to Kotobabi has never seen Kotobabi.
Signpost next to your church is 2 kilometers to Kotobabi. Or who Kotobabi da?
It is by one spot telling people how to get to Kumasi. When you go to the highway, don't you see a huge board, signpost that says that if you use this road, you are going to Winneba? Get to Malam. You will see that signpost. It has been in Malam since it was created. It has never seen Winneba. Yet it has directed thousands and not millions of people to Winneba each day.
Yeah.
Don't be a pastor who is heading to hell. yet directing people to heaven. Don't be a church member who is going to hell, yet directing his friends to church, to heaven. Don't be a chorister who is singing to help us to go to heaven whilst you are on your way to hell. Don't be an usher who is ushering us to heaven whilst you are on your way to hell. Advise the one seated by you, advise the person. Don't be a signpost. Don't be a signpost to heaven. May you find yourself there. Jesus himself said it. Oh, if you are clapping, do not. Jesus himself said it. You joke with it, you joke with your own life. Amen.
Amen.
Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 13 when he spoke about the weeds and the tares. He said, the Son of Man will send out, verse 41, Matthew 13:41. He said, the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all that offend, all the bad people, and those who practice evil. Charlie, give me that scripture. The Son of Man will send out his angels. Angels will gather people to hell. You see, the way you are joking of late, you don't hear these messages around because like everybody is talking about money.
No.
Is that they will gather out. You can't hide. They will gather out from the kingdom all them that are committing evil. And then verse 42. And then verse 42. And will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus again is talking about a place called fire.
Yes,
don't let Jehovah Witnesses confuse you, my brother.
Jehovah Witness for another.
Don't allow it. Because Jesus spoke about fire more than any preacher in the Bible.
Jesus Christ cast fire.
Jesus spoke about he that loves us. He spoke about fire more than anybody. More than Paul.
And Paul cast fire on Saint Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
Say furnace of fire. It's not coal pot fire. Do you know furnace?
Coal pot, yeah.
Furnace is different from coal pot fire or gas. Furnace. Eh? An easy example of a furnace is where they refine gold. The degree of intensity of fire that is needed to turn raw gold into fine gold. It's not something that human body can survive. Human body cannot survive. It's not that your gas cooker. Fire. It's not your coal pot fire. It's not your muchia. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
What's the answer for?
It is fire that was not made for a human being. Because it is higher, too high. It's not made originally for you. It is to destroy the devil. If you follow him as his child, you will be there. It's just unfortunate. God didn't plan that for you. Be warned. I said what? Be warned. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, have mercy on me. You are not here. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Were you not there when Jesus pulled up that scripture? When Jesus advised, he says that, for it is better that with one eye you will go to heaven than with two eyes you go to heaven. It is better than with one leg you go to heaven than with two legs. That means it doesn't matter what you lose, make sure you enter into.
And finally,
it doesn't matter what you lose. You may lose a boyfriend, it doesn't matter.
If you have a shitty boyfriend,
you may lose a job because you don't want to compromise, it doesn't matter.
If you have a shitty, you may be a sense of person.
You may lose parents, it doesn't matter.
If you have a shitty, I will fall and fall.
You may lose the scholarship because you didn't batch for your boss. It doesn't matter.
Scholarship,
it doesn't matter what you lose.
I'm following the ovation.
As far as you can make it to heaven, you have escaped. Listen, those of you who are, if you have one dream, I just pray for you. that God will just give you that blessing of seeing it small. If you just have a glimpse of it just in your dream, nobody will preach to you again.
Nobody
will try, because it is real. But I pray for every rescue member. My hands are lifted. Oh, I pray for every rescue member here that your sins will be forgiven you. That you will escape from hell fire. And that you will make it eventually to heaven. That no matter what the devil will bring your way, you'll be able to escape it. Clap your two hands and say, I will escape. Say, I will escape. Say, I will escape. Say, I will escape. Say, I will escape.
Because I'm free.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what he said in Revelation 20. Verse 12 to verse 15. He said, I saw the dead, small and great. And then he said, books were open.
And we'll be in crater.
And another book, which was the book of life, was also open.
And,
and the dead were judged according to their works. And anyone who was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Into the lake of fire. It's a lake of fire. And you and your friends must not enter.
Now, when we're now before the end, what's the room?
You and your family must not enter.
And what's the one we're pushing for room?
In chapter 21, Revelation verse 8, it says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the unbelieving, anytime we say there's, I don't believe it. Yes, they are called the unbelieving.
When I found someone and I want to
the challenges.
When
are you an unbeliever? Are you doubting the return of Jesus? Ask him, are you doubting? Check him if he's sleeping. Is the devil that is blowing air? He doesn't want you to be
safe.
Help him.
We will be a one Jindiana.
It's like the unbelieving. Saying that help him be any home. Help be any home. They are the people registered for hell.
When you actually want to do upon something,
they are registered.
Actually want to do order.
Look at it. Is it not there?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, let's rise to our feet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Sekani di entebe chum. Heaven and hell, a dahor chenu.
Upon something, no sir. I'm da dahor chenu.
Everybody, look at it and read. If I see you are not reading, I'm bringing you the microphone. Because your silence means that you don't like congregational reading. You want to read alone. So I'll help you read alone. One, go. Wait. Oh, you are rushing. They're fearful. That's cowardly. Fearful. Mama, they peer house ruby.
When I was shown near my.
When they are uncle for sir, as any man meet it that demo. Open your pants or swat it. They are preparing themselves to for hell. I didn't write the Bible. That they're cowardly, fearful. It means that you don't believe that God is even real. Who can save you?
Who did the person go for hobby to me at you?
Cowardly. Another version will tell you fearful. Check another version. You see, they're fearful. Maybe King James
when I was they're
fearful. Unbelieving. I know the material was here.
When I want you,
have you seen? But they're fearful. And the unbelieving. I've explained to you. Unbelieving. Near Ochinji for the beauty on Jindi. Keep on arguing. The day you die, you will know the truth, but it will be too late for you. The day you will die. That day now you will know the truth. It's not like Africans are okay who say, oh, go hell and I'll go heaven. That will be wound, baby. Abominable, murderous. Now, do you know the abominable? The abominable. One more, we
I'm a man by force. Say abomination. That's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It was for one thing. Not because the boys were sleeping with the girls, but because the boys were sleeping with the boys. I get what I'm saying. That means that God even preferred fornication than even gayism. That's how bad gayism and lesbianism is. So if you are part of that group, for you, I don't know where you will pass.
Maybe I'll be fat.
Like, I don't know how you escape. When the men came to sleep with the men who have come to visit Lot, what did Lot say?
Then a lot came.
So my daughters are here, free bonto. They are virgins. I'll give my daughters to you. That means that I will even prefer to give my daughter. But ask from man to man, dear. The man said, no. We our hormones like boys. Maybe your bad, but me hormones, you know. Any idea hormones? We are using hormones. And my hormone, what's the way? Huna, or another is all Bema. What's the any on your hormones? Munjan on your free. What's the way? Huna, or a Kotobis are like any hormones? And when you move, oh, it's a Munjano. Please, it's a sickness that can be healed. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I said, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I hear what I'm saying.
What is that?
It's a dangerous thing that is coming into the world. And that's why God will destroy the world immediately, like easily. But after that one, God cannot say. It's called the abominable, and they are on their way to hell. There are people who sleep with animals. They are dog, especially. There are people who say, I like horse. Like horse power. Me, I like horse. There are ladies that don't like a man. They like a horse because a horse is more powerful. Say abomination.
I said, dear.
I'm telling you things. They are all in the Bible. Even Paul spoke about it.
Paul can watch.
And it's happening. Is it not happening?
It's happening.
Go to the internet and check if it's not happening. There are people who are married to their animal. Are you not on social media? Go and check. Wedding. Pa. Opening the pussy cat on more banana. Just say. Namia body pa. Obia namia born wo. Necessum. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Amen. Look at how hard Jonah is. Then I said, I like Jonah. Look at how hard Jonah is. Look at him. Look at how hard. Then I said, I like this one. It takes craziness of mentality. There's something wrong with you.
What's wrong with you?
One of them lying. Look at him. Strong, no shape, nothing. Box iron. That's what I like. But there are softer versions.
It's your brother.
Please. Amen. Are you getting what I'm teaching you? And what? Murderers. What did Jesus say about murderers? Anybody who is angry with his brother is a murderer. Matthew chapter 5 or chapter 6. Everybody who is angry With his brother is a meddler. That's what Jesus explained.
As Sana Christo kind.
What the hell? You are going to hell. That's the what the hell. There are people here. When you get angry, you break glass. Wrath. We call it wrath. Anger. It's a demonic thing. It's a demonic thing. When you become angry. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without the cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, foolish, be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell. So be careful about that, your anger. You are a candidate for hell. Listen to me. I'm telling you. I'm telling you for free. I'm giving you the list. Where woman will call hell? Go back to my scripture. Woman will call hell. Dean, I mean, maybe, but Dean woman is present. Say, murderers are people who are always angry with somebody. Nantokwa, fighting, anger, pattern. On top of it, some of you, why you are coming here 4 years? Sit down.
Yes, Nancy.
You didn't say thank you. You get up. Mattress. From today, don't be a murderer. Do you know that Udo be a car? Unyanka we woo. That's an unfawan kamba. Like we were here much bibi poyan and found. That's like a wook and can found. When we go out is that the papa to nipana, no whiff. When you see that the person is getting married, or the person is traveling out of the country, or something good, for being canipana once a papa car, now whisper me old dream. It's like holding a yaka to be a paninyaka. It's a spirit of anger that makes you a murderer. Because in your heart, you have killed the person already. You have killed the person. And then what? Whoremongers, fornicators, pornographic people.
When I was sharing pornographic near man.
Those who act and those who watch are guilty of the same sin. So don't say that me, I'm not a gay, Pastor, so I'm on my way to heaven. Whoremongers. They are there. Those who practice, what do we call it? There's a term. Indiscriminate sex. Indiscriminate sexual act. Who have the sex rough, rough? Indiscriminately. Only licenses who drive this thing, one more licenses.
On sim.
You are not married. What I mean is that you are not married.
Don't worry.
But you are more active than the one with your ring.
As we hear near my sin in Pondio Shakawa.
This is a word that I'm fed Wamba. You are not worrying for a Jania Koda because we are brave for a Juma. I call a kid 2 hours. So what kind of fear is there who call school? Or to a boyfriend, 3 weeks. Oh, my meaning is that you're on vacation. Sexually moral people. Sorceress. Do you know sorceress? Witches. Other verses will break it down. Witchcraft. You see, don't say that Mimi Beyene and you be fita. It is nonsensical. For you to say your beye is beye Peter, maybe beye me the adipa. Really. There is nothing like good witchcraft. There's nothing like that. Tell me, mommy, be any dear. Or the boy. Oh boy. One of boy about their same performer. Yeah. So there is no witchcraft that is good. If you're a witch, you're on your way to hell. Every witch here, lift up your hand. Why are you laughing? Are you one? Oh, now. I pray in the name of Jesus. Anybody who is suffering from witchcraft in our midst, may the fire of the Holy Spirit expose you and destroy the witchcraft. It can be your child. Don't joke with it. Listen, nobody wrote application form to become a witch.
We be in your draw, create as a person before.
Do you see anybody or through application said but you won't be before? No, no, no. And your friend. What you wanna bon sambia show na or pewa sem now for your mouth? What down for people school? They can just distribute and yeah, baby, I apply. Momo be our sleep more than Obia or them. We shall not be sleep too much on chair. And I won't my ID anymore. I'm gonna make one more time so. One more my ID and that's one more Muslim. Collaboration. Hallelujah. Shahab. Then the next one is what?
Idolaters.
Idolaters. Abusum Sumfu. Idolaters. Now listen to me quickly. Listen. Idolaters. One more. Omo practice Abusum Sumfu. Now there are two types. Everybody listen. There are two types. The first type is those who worship the images that have been created. Those who practically pour the libation. They are the public idolaters. They are publicly announced. They are not ashamed of their God. Do you get it?
What you say?
Now, a subset of this group I'm talking about are those who go to consult them. Just like pornography, those who act and those who watch. So also this one, those who go to the fetish priest or the shrine, and those who sit as the priest, they are all the same. So those who go and look for who killed their mother, who killed their father, who stole their dress, who stole the money, and they go to the shrine, they and the priest of the shrine believe in that thing. That means they are worshippers of that thing.
One in the confronting not just had any next. I want to soon.
If you don't believe in it, will you go there?
So I won't
see you hunting. I want to Yanko Shim. Yanko Shim, you know. That's what you believe in. You believe the one who stole from you when you go there.
When Jimmy said you're real few hunters,
you're very young, baby. So your faith is in the shrine. You are an idolater. If you have ever stepped into a shrine because your mother took you there for something or whatever, and say only the fetish priest can help you. All those things is idolatry. If you meddle in them, pouring libation, then everybody is lifted up their
hand.
Then they are calling all the ancestors.
Yeah, friend. One hour when you nara.
Then you are part.
Now I'm switching him.
Yao.
Yao. Now we just so.
Yao.
One month I'm running.
Yao.
Now we just so.
I want to say your boy me, bubo no muni me. He to send you jine chiri aote chew. Do you understand the proverb? The bird says the one who threw the stone and catapulted the bird is not as annoying as the one standing by the roadside saying that, wow, you are good, you are good, you are good. That's idolatry. How many of you have ever been to the shrine before for any reason? Sickness, you went to look inside, you went to look for who stole. Let me see your hand. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that God will save you from their hands. Amen. Whatever you lost because you went there, may God restore it for you.
Amen.
And whatever they brought into your life in exchange for what they did for you, I pray that God will take it away. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together. So don't follow any of your family. When they say they are going to look inside, tell them, go and look. Go and look. And come. Go and look. I'm a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Then the last group of idolaters, I was assumed for last, are those who have made certain things more important than God.
And if you have some for 1 hour to me and you 1 hour money maybe as some one book as in Christo.
Anything that replaces God has become your God.
Adibiara ebesi Christo anemu no abeya wunyankopon.
That one is not graven image, it is a job in your heart. It is a certain woman.
Obabi.
She is more important to you because you think she is your sponsor. If this madam sucks me, I'm finished.
So
she is more important than God. When she calls you Sunday morning, oh yeah, you will go. You don't care about God. You fear the person that you fear God. The person has become your idol. You cherish your baby that you cherish God. The baby has become your idol. You cherish your car that you cherish God. That car has become anything to cherish. More than God has become your God. You rather lose God than to lose that person. That thing is so important to you. How many of you understand? How many of you understand? Sunday, over time. Just say, Adebiano, Jesus can come. Jesus can come, you know, like Mormon. Jesus said, you cannot worship God and Mormon at the same time.
What means
to me? And some young Nisika and Bobo. Not just say, it's Missum Sika. It's Missum Ejuma. It's Missum Awari. It's Missum. Yet me the idea for the eight name of my uncle. But I pray for you that God will help you to run for your life.
Amen.
From today, may you not be an idolater.
Amen.
May nothing be more precious to you than God.
Amen.
May nothing take the place of God. May nothing tell you that, oh, I won't go to church. No, no problem. May God sign a business deal. May never happen. What's the last one?
When I will chat to one.
And all. And all. And all. And all. And all. Clap, clap, clap. I have two questions for you. Two questions. Father. I have two questions, but before I ask the question, I'll pray to my Father. Father, open your eyes. And watch. Watch those who are going to lie. And please write it down. Don't forget it. Write it down. Now, my two questions. How many of you have never lied before?
You more here, you can't throw that. If you say, I won't be seen there.
Oh, I'm the one by you. You look too gentle. I'm sure you have never lied before.
Is that not true? You see them. Just we can trouble them.
Even on the stage, you can lift your hand. Oh, you are part. Ubo kibo jai answer and answer the question. Stop and answer the question. Oh, that's my first question. How many of you have never lied before? How many of you have never lied before? Lift up your hands. So you can see that if God doesn't do something about us, all of us, from pastor to pastor's wife at the back there, all of us will be on our way to hell. If God doesn't do something, because me myself, my two hands are down. If God doesn't do something about us, we're on our way. So don't say I'm preaching to the wrong people. I'm talking to the right people. Because I've given you, he said, liars, idolaters, all these people. What will happen to them? Let's finish our scripture and close. I'm closing. What will happen to them? Change the version, and then let's see the part. You can use the New King James or whatever it calls it. Use the New King James. Good. Where will all the people? How many of you heard one thing? You are part. Lift up your hand. What I read, there was one you are part. At least the liar, everybody is here. Lift up your hand. God watch, oh God watch. God is watching, oh.
When I want to start from, Yakubonche.
I see a hand down there. Is it true? Okay. So, and all liars shall have their part in the lake with men. They shall have their portion. That means there is a room that has been prepared for anybody in this category. So if you are here, you lifted up your hands. If you don't do something about it, you are going here when you die. It doesn't matter if you're a bishop, if you're a pastor, if you're a shepherd, if you're a politician, richest man or whatever. We are in the harvest. God wants to save you today. If you leave this place and you have not done anything about this situation, this is where you are going to. You are going to a place that has a lake of fire. Listen, it is not gas fire. Gas fire is air fire.
If
that one, when it touches you, see how you feel. This is a lake, a river, it's fire. It's like fire, liquid fire, jumping. As a fire, it will. That's the fire.
Sanity.
How many of you would like to go to a place like that? Because now the church, we don't talk about these things again. Have you seen that it's been a long time since you heard about sad things? The reason is because we are forgetting, we are thinking about this earth, but every one of us, one by one, will answer. And listen to me. This is the reason why God is sending us. Some of you, as you are doing what you are doing today, your sisters are home, your brothers are there, your friends are there, you can see their name in this list. What are you doing for them? It is your responsibility to use your sickle to go and tell them, to go and harvest them, to bring them here next week, to tell them that Jesus wants to save them. This is the reason why Jesus died. This is why Jesus died. Tell somebody, this is why Jesus died. So that when he comes into your life, he will cancel all these things.
Clap
your two hands for Jesus. Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. That you died on the cross. To pay for all my sins. Thank you, Father. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.